Executive Vice President, General Manager of the New Orleans Saints, Mickey Loomis, joined us now. Mickey, good evening. How are you?
I'm good, Deke. Bobby, good to be with you guys.
Well, Mickey, big news came out yesterday. We knew it was basically just a matter of time, but it basically became official as Sean Payton signs his 5-year contract extension. How difficult was it, Mickey, with all the circumstances that we either know or don't know about, for you to get this deal done?
Well, look, I don't think it was that difficult because, look, I think Sean's intention all along was to be here with the Saints, and clearly that was our intention. And, look, the biggest difficulty was we had a pretty long period where we couldn't even, discuss it with his agent. So that was the biggest obstacle.
Mickey, I know you talk about the expectation, and I was reading where Sheldon had did a piece with you, and you said, hey, look, we knew what was going into this season, but our expectation is still high. Your thoughts on this 7-9 season and what expectations weren't met?
Well, I mean, clearly, listen, we expect to be a playoff team every year. And whether you're 13-3 or 11-5 or 10-6, whatever record it takes to get there, that's what we expect to begin with. And obviously, we go into every game expecting to win. And when that doesn't happen and you end up it was 7-9 and outside looking in, then that's difficult to swallow. That's not the expectations that we have in our building. It's certainly not the expectations that our fans have become accustomed to. And so you're left with, dissatisfaction. I think it's simple as that.
With Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis here on Saints Radio, WWAM-FM and .com. Mickey, now looking at this season, and you and I and Bobby had a long chat on one of the Sundays during training camp where the team was out practicing, and you said, guys, I absolutely have no whatsoever worry about how this is going to be run. We've got everything in place. I've got the full confidence. As you begin this evaluation process or in the middle of this evaluation process, were things done, Mickey, and handled like you would have handled them?
I don't know that. I don't really know because, look, I'm not going to go back and second guess the decisions that were made during the period that Joe and myself were not here, and I'm certainly not going to, and I don't think Sean's going to do that either. All we're going to do is a look forward. Now, we have to look back in terms of evaluating our team and evaluating the way that we did things, but we're not going to second-guess those decisions. Those are made during the heat of the battle, if you will, and look, we had good people. We have good people here, doing that. It didn't work out. We've got to, drill down to why the performance on the field wasn't as good, and we're going to do that no different than we would do it at the end of every year. We're going to start this process. We've started the process already, and, we're going to follow the same types of process and the same types of evaluations, same types of decision-making that we've done in prior years because it served us well.
Now, Mickey, I don't know if you've seen this on First Take on ESPN, and obviously he is the spokesman, the figurehead for the players. NFL Players Executive Directive, D. Smith, says the Saints fans and Coach Sean Payton got the short end of the stick or a raw end deal as far as that goes, as far as the bounty penalties. And you look at that whole bounty fiasco. Should the league reinstate, the draft picks they took from New Orleans to try and maybe, put forth that olive branch?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know that I can answer the should. I can certainly answer I hope that they we get it reinstated. But, look, that's their decision. And so I don't have any expectations. But certainly we'll ask for that at some point, and we'll see what happens.
With Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager of the New Orleans Saints, Mickey Loomis. Mickey, during your time away from the team, what were you able to do? And take us through that process that maybe had you ready when you were able to come back to work.
Well, I was able to watch the games on television, and I was able to listen to the games on WWL. So that was about the extent of what I could do in terms of the Saints. I couldn't have any contact with anybody in the organization other than the few guys that have double duty, dual responsibilities with the Hornets and the Saints. And so I was able to do some things with the Hornets that I enjoyed. You know, I enjoyed my contact with that team, with Monty Williams and his staff, and with Dell Demps and his staff, and so it was productive time. But that's also difficult to be away from the football team and our guys here, especially when we get off to such a poor start, and you know that's rough. That's rough for on all of our people, and so that made it more difficult. If we'd have been off to a fast start, 4-0, it would have been a lot easier for me to be away than it would be, you know, when you have a rough start.
Mickey, speaking of that, with Mr. Benson purchasing the Hornets, similarities, or are you finding some in the runnings of an NFL franchise and an NBA franchise? Is that kind of a continuing education on what they do compared to some of the things you do?
Well, certainly it's a continuing education for me. I do think this so far, I found a lot more similarities than I found differences. I would say that's been a little bit surprising to me, but clearly there are differences, different game, and some of the logistics are different. But I think the mentality and the types of things that it takes to win in football are similar in basketball, and discipline, and having a good system, and having the right coach, being able to develop a good locker room and all those things that we emphasize here at the Saints, I think are important with the Hornets as well. I like our head coach Monty Williams and this GM Dell Demps a lot, and I think they've got they're talented guys. I like the makeup of our team. We got a lot of young guys on that team, but they're good people, and they want to be successful. They want to be coached, and I like what I see so far, even though the record isn't what we'd like it to be. But we're a young team, and so this is the early stages of development here, and I think we're off to a good start.
Now, Mickey, I want your take on this, and you bring up, speaking of the right coach, no matter what the sport or position, not just the head coach, but when you look at the defensive coordinator, Coach Spagnuolo, and implementing a new system and how the team struggled. Last year we became the new greatest show on turf, setting offensive records. We were on the opposite side as far as giving up over 7,000 yards. And the reason why I bring that up, when you look at a new system, why was able all of a sudden, look where they're at right now in the playoff picture, Mike Nolan, the Falcons, what he implemented with that Falcons defense and how they've grasped it. And then also Jack Del Rio with the Broncos. And they're in their first year. It seems like they were able to pick things up rather quickly. Is it then maybe that it also has to do with the personnel that they had the success in Atlanta and maybe Denver?
Well, I think this, Bobby, number one, we're going through that evaluation right now, and so it's hard for me to say, you know, what exactly we think we need to do differently. And I can say this, and I said this to the guys the other day, is that, look, whenever you have success or whenever you have the opposite, which is what we had defensively with the amount of yards we've given up, you know, it's not one thing. It's a bunch of things that it was a perfect storm in a lot of ways. And so we've got to be very self-critical in terms of how we do things, what we're doing, and who's doing it. And we'll do that. That's what this process over this next 30 days is going to be about. And we'll have a good plan to get that turned around.
With Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager Mickey Loomis here on Saints Radio. Mickey, with everything since the summer when we spoke with you till now, what maybe do you care from this? What have you learned through this whole process?
Boy, that's a good question, I don't know that I have a good answer for you right now. I know I've learned this. It's hard to watch the games at home and not be involved, because look, when things are not going well, you want to do something. You know, you want to impact it in some way. And you know, when you're absent, you can't do that. I do think this. I was proud of the way our team and our coaches and our entire staff carried themselves. You know, I think this, when you go through adversity, you find out a lot about your people. And there were a lot of really good things that came out of this in our building. And so, look, we're gonna be stronger for going through a tough season and going through the adversity that we went through, and we're gonna learn some things from it as well. But I think that's internal more than it is external.
Now, Mickey, right now, speaking for the fans and the fan base, the Hudat Nation, and I want also your feelings, but many of the Hudats, they despise Roger Goodell. You wouldn't believe what fans come up to me like I could do something about it. I'm telling you, they despise Roger Goodell because of the whole bounty hunt, the scandal, because of the impacts on the penalties and that had on the Saints in the 2012 season. They look, I got my hard-earned money, and I'm looking at the expectations. And
was just Bobby's feelings, man.
I'm just saying, did they blame, I'm telling you, more than anything, Roger Goodell? Do you have any ill feelings toward the commissioner? Bottom line, did he do the right or the wrong thing in the best interest of the league and the players, or do you think he was almost too much of a dictator?
Well, I'm not going to comment on that, Bobby. I don't think it's appropriate for me to comment on that. I do think this, though. Look, we can't blame 7-9 on anyone but ourselves. Look, the league, Roger, none of this decision had anything to do with how we practice, how we prepare, the tackling, the way we execute our offense on the field. We had plenty of opportunity to do that the right way, to finish games and make plays. You know, that didn't impact that. You know, listen, the guys that were supposed to miss games didn't. They didn't miss games because of this. And, right. And you know, every year there are distractions that exist, and you have to be able to, the good teams have to be able to and are able to put that away and put that, compartmentalize that, put it away when it's time to perform on the field. And so I certainly don't want to get into any discussion that says, hey, our 7-9 record is the fault of somebody other than ourselves. Because if we do that, then we're going to excuse this last season and not be critical enough of ourselves to prevent it from happening again. And, look, I understand the feelings, and I understand that, you know, we didn't meet expectations, but I think excuse makers would say it's all the league's fault. We're not going to be excuse makers here. This is our fault, and we need to be better. We need to be better for it. We need to learn from it. We need to be better for it, and I think we will be.
Saints Executive Vice President, General Manager, Mickey Loomis. Mickey, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
All right, thanks, Mickey.